Since both our actions towards each other and the way others judge us, along with the laws we've written, the self-condemnation we practice even without accusation, also the examples of us becoming worse through laziness and better through fear, and finally the instances where we observe others doing well and reaching ultimate self-control, all clearly show that it's within our power to do well. Why do most of us falsely deceive ourselves with meaningless excuses and justifications, which bring not only no forgiveness, but even unbearable punishment? Instead, we should always bear in mind that terrifying day, pay attention to virtue, and after a little effort, receive the everlasting crowns. For these words won't protect us. Instead, our peers and those who have practiced opposing virtues will condemn all who persist in sin. The cruel will be condemned by the merciful, the evil by the good, the aggressive by the gentle, the grudging by the generous, the boastful by the modest, the lazy by the diligent, the indulgent by the disciplined. This is how God will judge us, placing both groups accordingly, one for praise and the other for punishment. But may God prevent any of those present from being among the punished and the shamed, and instead may they be among those who will be crowned victors of the kingdom. May God enable us all to achieve this through the grace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ, with utmost glory, power, honor to Him, the Father, and the Holy Ghost, now and always, and forever. Amen.